and welcome to today's MCF reflection. And today we're going to be looking at Elizabeth's joy. And the title of our reflection is God Sees the Hidden Pain. And we're going to be looking at Luke chapter 1, verse 24 to 25. Now, Elizabeth doesn't stand at the centre of the Christmas story. I don't actually ever remember fighting for that part as a child when I wanted a part in the Nativity. I always wanted to be Mary or an angel or a shepherd or something. But Elizabeth never came up. But her story, her part in it, is incredibly moving. And I wonder if we could meet her. I wonder what kind of woman that she would be. I wonder what she would be like. I think we'd find a woman who was steady and faithful. And I know that we would find a woman who was deeply devoted to God. She was someone who kept going even when life had disappointed her. And life really had disappointed her. She carried around with her an incredible disappointment. You see, Elizabeth and Zechariah, her husband, had prayed for a child for many years, and each year passed without change. And I'm sure that the hope that they once had at the very beginning had faded little by little as the years had passed. In their culture, childlessness was particularly difficult because it carried with it a quiet and very unfair stigma. People would have whispered about her when she walked down the road. Assumptions would have been made about her as she walked down the road. None of those things reflected on Elizabeth's character or her walk with God. But she would have felt the weight of them, for sure. And through all the years of her silent disappointment, God saw her. I'm sure that there would have been times when she doubted whether he did. Nevertheless, he saw her. Then one day, everything changed. Zechariah encountered an angel in the temple who told him that Elizabeth would bear a son. Now, after so many years of longing, it's understandable that Zechariah might have struggled with this news, struggled to take it in. But God was already at work behind the scenes. That's just God. Luke tells us that Elizabeth did become pregnant. And then she stepped back from public view for 5 months. Now, bearing in mind that she would have walked those streets and had all the assumptions made and had seen the whispers, you would have imagined that having got the news that you're pregnant, that you'd go out there and show everybody, look, after all your talk, look what's happened to me. But she doesn't do any of that. She doesn't brag about it or shout about it. In fact, she actually withdraws from public view for 5 months. And she allows this unexpected joy to take root quietly in the very place where disappointment had grown over years. Joy was growing within her. There's something very real about all of this. Not every joy arrives loudly or dramatically. Sometimes it just grows quietly, and sometimes it grows quietly in the very place that disappointment once resided. And when Elizabeth finally speaks and she finally makes public what is going on within her, her words are full of relief and gratitude. There is not a single word of "I told you so" or "look what God has done." She simply says, "The Lord has done this for me." And I love this next bit. "He has taken away my disgrace." Her joy doesn't pretend that the years didn't hurt, but it does show that God can redeem the years that feel wasted. And her story becomes far more incredible than she could have even imagined, because the baby that she was carrying, the one that she had longed for, was John the Baptist, the very man who would prepare the way for Jesus. Elizabeth reminds us that God sees what we carry privately. The longings that we don't talk about, the longings that maybe we don't ask for prayer about, or the prayers that feel unanswered, the hopes that we feel are fragile, He sees the hidden pain, and he is at work even before we notice anything is changing. Joy may not be visible yet, and it may not come in the way that we expected, but God is faithful, and he is often doing far more beneath the surface than we realize. And when joy does come, even gently and slowly, we, like Elizabeth, will be able to say with honesty, "The Lord has done this for me. He has taken away my disgrace." I wonder if we could take a moment to notice any quiet places of longing or pain that we might be carrying. The hopes that feel fragile, or the disappointments that we've kept private, or the disappointments that we've kept private for years. The situations that seem slow to change or even change at all. Remember that God sees these places, these things, clearly. And I believe that he holds those things with great care. He is holding your heart with great care. And even when nothing appears to be moving, he is often at work beneath the surface in ways we do not yet recognize. As you consider Elizabeth's story, I wonder if you can allow her quiet faith and steady trust to encourage you to believe that God is present in your waiting too, gently shaping a joy that will come in his time. Let's pray. Lord, you see the quiet places in our lives, the longings that we hold, the disappointments that we carry, and the hopes that sit quietly within us. Thank you that none of these things are hidden from you, and you meet us with kindness, not judgment. Help us to trust that you are at work even when we cannot see any sign of change, and give us the patience to let your joy grow steadily and slowly within us. And when your goodness becomes visible, because it will, help us to recognize it and to say with honesty and gratitude, "The Lord has done this for me." Amen. Have a great Christmas, everybody. Bye.